right. Item 145, please. We had Tevin. Sorry, he came up. 146.
Request of Lightning Watchdog PDX to address council regarding proposed City of Portland purchase Wapato.
Morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. As you know, Multnomah County hasn't been able to do anything with the Wapato property for the last 10 years. They've allowed it to sit empty. They've come up with various ideas. They've failed on every idea. I'm asking you, Mayor Hales, to look at purchasing Wapato. You've proven that you know how to open up shelters. You've proven that you know how to provide transportation to get them to and from various locations. You brought in very good management, TPI, to manage these facilities. You have the ability to create a surplus budget. Make an offer on Wapato to purchase Wapato for the largest shelter, transitional shelter, in the history of Portland, Multnomah County. Take it under your control in the City of Portland, do an IGA also with Multnomah County and Metro, and begin to operate this. Bring in Portland Business Alliance, neighborhood associations, various other people to figure out how to get this open and to begin running this on a pilot project to see how we can go. Again, Multnomah County has failed for the last 10 years. They have very big projects out there, the new Multnomah County Courthouse. They have to bring all the bridges up to seismic standards. They also need to build the new Multnomah County Health Department. They have too much on the plate. Purchase the property and have a sustainable, permanent shelter facility, Wapato. Make an offer. It's up for sale and transfer it to the City of Portland. Thank you. Now, pertaining to the legacy project, Centennial Mills and the United States Post Office project, I understand you're trying to come up with $88 million to purchase the post office project. I understand that Centennial Mills has been put on the shelf. In my opinion, the reason why it's been put on the shelf is because you are looking at, not necessarily you personally, to purchase the post office project. My recommendation to you is this. We have a great developer that tried to step up on Centennial Mills. We have had speakers in here stating that it would be interesting to have a single developer step in on this project up front. In my opinion, Jordan Snitzer is the developer to come in at 50% on the U.S. Post Office, $44 million to bring to the table. That will still allow additional money to be focused at Centennial Mills of $38 million on public subsidies. Allow him the chance to step in also and take a control position alongside the city, which I think he's earned that right, and allow him to choose certain lots near PNCA if he wants to develop those out in the future to expand that whole campus there. And I think he's the perfect developer to bring in and at least have the discussion with him. Let him say yes or no. Can you come to the table with $44 million and work alongside the city to do both legacy projects? Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay.